Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 4th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft launched a new take on employee intranet called Viva, a unified employee experience platform to handle everything from employee onboarding to collaboration and training. The platform includes Viva Connections to access internal communications, Viva Learning, which integrates training platforms like LinkedIn Learning, Viva Insights for employee analytics, and Viva Topics for knowledge sharing. A new report by Canada's Privacy Commissioner found Clearview AI's facial recognition database to be illegal mass surveillance and sent a letter of intention to the company telling it to cease services in the country and delete Canadian faces. Clearview has not operated in Canada since July due to the investigation and says it will allow Canadians to opt out of its database but will challenge the determination in court. Bloomberg sources say that the Jack Ma-run Ant Group and Chinese regulators have agreed to restructure Ant Group into a financial holding company, creating capital requirements and regulations similar to those for banks. This could include Ant Group's blockchain and food delivery businesses, though it's unclear if Alipay would also be part of the restructure. Myanmar's new military government ordered that local telecoms temporarily block Facebook-owned services in the country from midnight on February 3rd through February 7th, claiming the platform was contributing to instability. The digital rights nonprofit Access Now estimates there are 22 million Facebook users in the country. The incoming head of the Senate Antitrust Subcommittee, Senator Amy Klobuchar, plans to introduce a new antitrust bill that would place limits on acquisitions by large tech platforms. The current draft bill would bar companies that dominate their sector from making acquisitions unless they can prove the acquisitions won't create an appreciable risk of materially lessening competition. Qualcomm reported it earned $2.12 per share in Q1 on revenue of $8.24 billion, up 62% in the year, but just below analyst expectations. Its mobile business grew 79% to $4.22 billion, while its chips for mobile device antennas division grew revenue 157% to just over $1 billion. Parler co-founder John Mates announced that he's been fired as CEO by the company's board. In a statement, Mates said, "I've met constant resistance to my product vision, my strong belief in free speech, and my view of how the Parler site should be managed." The information sources say Apple's upcoming headset will come with dual 8K panels with eye tracking and multiple external cameras for hand tracking and pass-through video for a mixed reality experience with a potential price tag of $3,000. The headset also features two headbands, one with spatial audio speakers and an optional one for additional battery life. The information sources also say that Amazon will install AI-equipped cameras from the company Netradyne on delivery vehicles to provide real-time feedback to drivers and automatically send footage for human review when certain safety conditions are triggered. It's unclear when or how many of these systems will be deployed in Amazon's delivery fleet. Instagram confirmed it's working on a prototype of a vertically scrolling feed for stories content. Mobile developer Alessandro Paluzzi found references to the feature in the app's code, but Instagram clarified it's in internal development only and not actively testing. A Washington jury unanimously found Valve willfully committed patent infringement with the trigger designs on its Steam controller, ordering the company to pay a $4 million fine. The patents were owned by subsidiaries of the computer company Corsair, who licensed similar patents to Microsoft and Sony for their console controllers. Bang & Olufsen announced the Biosound Level, an IP54-rated wireless speaker that starts at $1,999 and includes a replaceable streaming module and modular design that lets users swap out the battery and give easier access for repairs. It includes Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, with support for AirPlay 2, Google Cast, and Spotify Connect protocols, as well as Ethernet and line-in connections. And finally, BioWare game developer Mac Walters confirmed that the release of Mass Effect Legendary Edition will not include the Pinnacle Station DLC. When BioWare contacted the DLC's developer Demiurge for the files, the code sent over contained almost all corrupted data. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.